VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Trump administration will pull all of the 2,000 American troops out of Syria. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Bagani reports from the White House.
The official says the withdrawal will happen as soon as possible, with the president tweeting, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria." GOP Senator Lindsey Graham is among those stunned, calling the move a disaster.
ISIS is not defeated in Syria and Iraq.
And says the president's making the same mistake his predecessor did in getting out of Iraq without leaving a residual force.
This is an Obama-like move.
Officials have been saying there are still pockets of Islamic State militants in Syria, but Republican Rand Paul says it's time to get out.
We're in war in too many places. We've been at war for too long. I commend the president for his decision.
Syrian Kurdish allies of the United States reacted with alarm Wednesday at the surprise announcement about troops being withdrawn from Syria. They say a rapid withdrawal will leave them vulnerable to an offensive that Turkey has threatened to launch against them east of the Euphrates River, and would likely lead to a peeling away of Arab fighters aligned with them who are being courted by Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. The Trump administration has not detailed any withdrawal plan or explained how the United States will remain engaged in the conflict after its troops leave, but it could have immediate consequences for the tense relations between Kurdish and Turkish troops in the region. Lawmakers in Somalia's southwest region elected a new president Wednesday, with a former leader of the militant group Al-Shabaab kept off the ballot despite angry protests last week from supporters. Officials confirmed to VOA that Somalia's former state minister for trade, Abdiaziz Hassan Mohamed, is the region's new leader. This is VOA News. The International Committee of the Red Cross reports complex preparations are underway for a mass prisoner exchange between the Saudi-backed government in Yemen and Houthi rebels toward the end of next month. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
Yemen's warring parties exchanged lists of prisoners during the peace talks earlier last week in Sweden. Each list contains the names of 8,000 detainees they are willing to release. After that process is completed, ICRC Regional Director for the Near and Middle East, Fabrizio Carboni, says the Red Cross will have 10 days before the release takes place.
And after there is the logistic of taking people from one place to another, we'll have a plane. We need to secure the place where the plane will land. We need to make sure that all the parties involved in the conflict guarantee the security.
He says the Red Cross will be ready to deal with unforeseen events. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal judge on Wednesday blocked Trump administration policies that prevented immigrants who suffered gang violence or domestic abuse in their home countries from seeking asylum. The judge declared that some of the guidance that then Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued this year cannot be used to determine whether an immigrant has a credible fear of persecution or torture in their home countries. That is the first step to making an asylum claim in the United States. New York City is reporting that its police are using firearms at the lowest level on record. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
New York police say officers opened fire 52 times last year, a 28% decrease from 2016. Police did kill 10 suspects, an increase of one from the year before, but they fired their guns at the lowest rate since the department started keeping use of force statistics. More officers got stun guns, and their use grew by 45%. The report comes out a week after the city paid $2 million to the family of a disturbed woman shot dead in her bedroom by police 2 years ago. Police Commissioner James O'Neill says use of force policies have been reformed since then, making NYPD officers, in his words, among the most restrained in the country.
The White House and Congress appear headed toward agreement on a spending plan that would avert a partial government shutdown at midnight Friday. It does not, however, include the $5 billion that President Trump is demanding for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The plan would fund a quarter of the U.S. government until February 8th. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.